Okay, hi.
What just happened?
Well, my nose hurts a little bit.
I bet, and your hair is all disheveled now.
Oh, it is? Oh, no.
Your nose is red. Because I got the seam.
Well, you know, I had my nose in Kelly's pantyhose.
It's true.
Yeah. Yep. You know what they say about my hose?
I've got hose. I got hose.
All over my face. It's a TikTok challenge that we just did. If you want to follow us, it's up there. That's a pretty funny one. Blake Kelly Todd on TikTok. Just follow at Blake Kelly Todd.
Oh, God.
And, yeah, there you go. Kelly put pantyhose on my face and then yanked them off. And my face looked funny.
Strand by strand.
Who do you think it is who comes up with these challenges? And by the way, why are they called challenges? There was nothing challenging about that.
No, nothing challenging. But really, really fun. This might be my favorite one thus far.
It was a good one, yeah.
Yeah.
The fit when we morphed our faces, that looked kind of cool.
Ooh, no, or I take it back. That was my favorite one.
And when we try to do that thing where we go on our elbows and I fell on my face.
That was good, too.
Was
hey, we're good.
Too.
We have a good TikTok page.
Yeah. So go go follow Blake Kelly Todd on TikTok. And you can see that on there.
Yeah, you'll see me all over that.
Yeah, Todd is all anti-TikTok. He's the old man.
I don't know. I'm not anti. It just seems.
Oh, Todd, you know what? We learned a young people word.
What was that?
Yeet.
Yeet.
Do your kids say that?
Yeet?
Yeah. Yeet.
What does it mean?
It's probably been around for like 17 years, but we just found out about it.
I think it's like another way to say like chuck the ball. Like maybe
or it's almost,
that.
No, you know what it is? It's like a updated version of yoink. Remember yoink?
Wow, you are so old.
Yoink. That was like 90s, wasn't it? Yoink?
Yoink? I feel like it was like the 1910s.
No, it was not.
I don't think I ever
like
have used.
Just, yeah, like.
Yoink, good sir.
No.
Yoink.
Yoink. Who says yoink?
Yoink.
Like yoinksters.
Good sir would not say yoink.
Maybe kids
oh, come on.
Who learned
yoink.
Magic tricks and wore fanny packs in the school band said
no.
Yoink.
No. Okay. 7-9 Coast. I will
cool
get
kids.
Someone to prove
like, we're really
me right.
It to you today. You know that?
Yoink.
I know.
Jeez.
Sorry. I'm going to back
sorry.
Off.
7-9 Coast. 792-6278. It was in the 90s. You would just grab something and go yoink.
Huh.
But yeet is the opposite. It's like you throw something and you go yeet.
Yeet.
Yeah, you really got to get a deep breath all the way to the bottom of the diaphragm.
Yeah, deep breath.
Come on. There you
there
go.
There you go.
Yeet.
Oh, see, he's the guy. He would be the yeet guy.
Yeet.
Yep.
I'm throwing something right now? Yeet.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but I think sense. You have to do it, like, quicker.
Yeet. Yeet.
Yeet.
Yeet. Yeet. Yeet. Okay. Now we sound like...
Idiot.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Someone's going to back me up on yoink. Hi, who's this?
Blake, it's Meredith.
Meredith, remember yoink?
Yes, and I'm 35, and I'm also from Connecticut.
Oh, wow, how about that?
It was a 35-year-old
what
Connecticut
town in Connecticut?
Word.
What town?
But my husband is 35, and he grew up in New York, and we both know yoink.
Okay, I'm telling you, it was a thing. Yeah, only Kelly and Todd were left out. Sorry, not part of the cool kids.
Oh, sorry, can't sit here. Seat's yeah. taken.
Yoink.
I'm a loser with an L on my head, guys.
There you go. La hooser. Yeah, but you would go like when you would like steal someone's chocolate milk at lunch, you'd go yoink.
Yep, mine now, yoink.
Yep.
Hmm.
Exactly. Wow. Thank you, Meredith.
Wow.
You're welcome.
My
Bye.
Fellow nutmeg stater.
Oh, is that the nutmeg state?
It is the nutmeg
it
state.
It is the nutmeg
or the constitution state.
It is. Yeah.
See, I think I know it more as the constitution state.
What? Although I don't know what you say about like if someone is from Maine, they're a Mainer. If
yeah.
someone's from New York, they're a New Yorker.
Yeah.
A Minna.
Mass is always the bad word.
Mm. Oh, right. But what is someone from Connecticut? A Connecticut.
Are we Connecticutters?
Connecticutters? Okay. Mm.
Connecticutters.
I'll go with that.
Snobby.
I like it.
Sure.
Snobby.
Snobs. I'm going to say snobby.
Yeah, right. Yuppies.
Stuck up.
Oh, yeah. Connecticut.
Yeah.
Snobby.
Yeah.
We only use the word yoink. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Look out, Connecticut.
Okay. All right. Bye, Meredith. Thanks for calling.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Okay. So there we go. Yoink. All right. Todd versus Kelly.
Whoa.
There we go. Came,
out,
of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
That just came out of nowhere. Yeet. I just threw it.
Yeet. Yeet.
Caught it. I caught the whoa.
Yeek.
Oh, that's not the whoa.
What? You catch it like that.
No, that was like driving a bus off the road.
Why does it have? Why does catching the whoa have to be so tight?
What, it's like.
What if my what?
Come on.
My whoa is whoa.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Todd, you know
I learned
doing?
How to do that from Tim, who's a middle school principal.
I learned that
Anybody
from him.
He knows how to catch the whoa.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, he taught me how to catch,
catch
the whoa.
Catch the whoa.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be cool if your principal caught the whoa?
Oh.
I just did it. It's,
yeah. I just faked yeeted him and he caught it while he was talking.
You yeeted me and I woed you. Whoa. Our relationship
just went to a new level. You guys off the air.
I know, sorry.
Well, I'm surprised we weren't after the last hour. By the way, if you'd like to go listen to the podcast in which a phrase that we will not repeat at this hour of the show was used, not even by any of us, but by a listener.
Yeah.
But it involves a stopper for the behind.
I looked it up.
Go to coast931.com.
Good for you, Kel.
Where we do not have a definition of it, but that is where the podcasts will live after the show. So search Blake Show with Kelly and Todd on your favorite podcast app. Okay. Todd versus Kelly.
I'm winning.
Kelly's up 2 points on the big board.
Crushing it.
Okay.
Okay. Survey says 15% of people have already decided this about their plans post-pandemic. 15% of people say they've already decided this about their plans post-pandemic. And it's actually more men than women, which I find surprising, who have already decided this about their plans post-pandemic. Do you need more of a hint, or is that?
Men are jerks. Men are going to do something. Okay.
Nope, has nothing to do with that, actually.
Okay. I think I have an idea now that you said it was a men thing.
Okay.
Man.
Todd goes first, since he's behind on the big board. 15% of people say they've actually already decided this about what they'll do post-pandemic. Get a few guesses under our belts and then I'll help narrow
it down. How about that they are not going to go back to the gym?
Not go back to the gym. Screw the gym. Nope.
I'm so me. Throw their masks away.
Throw their masks away. Nope.
Oh, I mean, I thought that was a winner.
Okay, let me narrow it down a little bit more. 15% of people say they've already decided this about the first time they go out post-pandemic.
Okay.
What they're going to wear.
Really?
That's it. That's it. Including twice as many men as women who have already picked out their first time out post-pandemic outfit.
Hmm.
I'm guessing neither of you have.
I mean, no, but it's not like
I was thinking of shorts and a cute heel.
Out, really.
Right.
Right. So I think this is more for people who have been, you know,
who like are really,
really
locked
really
up.
Quarantining.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I mean,
and we can all go back out into the world to a bar. Then, you know, when you want to wear an outfit that you would like dress up in.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Like, cause you could go out to a restaurant right now, but there are not a lot of things for us to dress up in.
No.
There are no like functions going on. They're
right.
Like weddings and events and things like that.
So 15% of people, what is that? Like 1 in 7 or so people?
Sure.
1 in 7 people say
good
that.
Math.
And twice as many men as women. That's the part that I find really interesting because I could see women going, oh my God, I found this amazing dress at an amazing price and I cannot wait to find an excuse to actually wear it. And after the pandemic, I will have an excuse. You know, like a guy, right? Isn't that kind of surprising? Right.
Well, I will say that I have like a couple outfits in my head that I'm thinking about the next time we go to New York. I'm like, this is going to be a great outfit for New York with like my jeans, my boots, my long coat. Like that'll be great walking down the street and like walking into this bar. So I have thought of that. It's more like travel, like, oh, when I go to like here, I'm going to pack this. This is going to be sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have thought about it like that. Not really going out to the Old Port because I don't really care that much, but like traveling more so.
Okay. So to like go somewhere where you want to really show up.
Yeah.
You are going to walk into that New York City hotspot bar.
Right. And just be like, pow,
right,
pow,
that
hip,
long coat.
Hip.
Boots,
hip,
jeans,
hip,
yeet!
Truly me.
Yeah. Yeet!
Barkeep?
Truly me. Truly, truly, truly down in my belly.